WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you conquer that pesky procrastination monster and unleash your inner productivity ninja. Ever feel like time is slipping through your fingers faster than a dropped ice cream cone on a hot summer day? You know that feeling when the to-do list grows longer while your motivation dwindles? Well, fret no more. Today, we're diving into a game changer, the Pomodoro Technique. This isn't just some random time management fad. It's a scientifically backed system designed to help you work smarter, not harder. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another productivity hack, trust me on this one. The Pomodoro Technique is simple yet incredibly powerful. It's like that trusty pair of jeans, comfortable, reliable, and always ready for action. Let's break down five key takeaways that will have you feeling like a time management master in no time. 1. Embrace the power of focused intervals. Think of your brain as a muscle. Just like any muscle, it needs periods of intense exercise followed by well-deserved rest. The Pomodoro Technique leverages this by dividing your work into 25-minute intervals, your Pomodoros, followed by a short 5-minute break. This focused bursts of energy help you stay sharp and avoid the dreaded mental fatigue. 2. Shun multitasking madness. We've all been there, juggling emails, texts, and that ever-growing to-do list, pretending we're masters of multitasking. But the truth is, our brains aren't wired for it. Focusing on one task at a time allows you to delve deeper, produce higher quality work, and ultimately get more done. The Pomodoro Technique encourages this single-minded focus by breaking down large tasks into manageable chunks. 3. Embrace the break advantage. You know that feeling when you hit a mental wall and just need a quick escape? Those short 5-minute breaks during the Pomodoro Technique are your secret weapon. Step away from your screen, stretch your legs, grab a cup of coffee, or do something that rejuvenates your mind. This brief respite helps you return to your work with renewed energy and focus. 4. Track your progress, celebrate wins. We're all about celebrating those small victories. The Pomodoro Technique often involves using a timer and tracking the number of completed Pomodoros. Seeing your progress visually can be incredibly motivating. It's like watching your productivity levels climb. High five for that. 5. Adapt and personalize. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to time management. While the basic Pomodoro Technique is a fantastic starting point, feel free to adjust it to suit your individual needs and preferences. Maybe you need longer breaks or shorter work intervals. Experiment and find what works best for you. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing a daunting writing project that has 500 words staring back at you like a monster under the bed. Instead of getting overwhelmed, you break it down into 4 Pomodoros of focused writing, interspersed with quick breaks to stretch and clear your head. By the time the last Pomodoro is complete, you've not only tackled that project but also experienced the joy of accomplishment. D. The Pomodoro Technique isn't just about ticking off boxes, it's about reclaiming control over your time, boosting your focus, and ultimately feeling more in command of your day. So, my friends, are you ready to unleash your inner productivity warrior? I know you are. Take those first steps with the Pomodoro Technique, experiment, track your progress, and celebrate those wins along the way. Remember, small changes can lead to big transformations, and you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are your favorite time management tips? Let me know in the comments or hit me up on social media at Procrastination Punisher. And until next time, keep crushing those goals and remember, procrastination is a myth. You've got the power to conquer it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.